At the October 13th meeting of the Albany County Legislature held on Zoom, a routine resolution updating legislation related to the state's shift away from plastic bags resulted in a lively discussion of what constitutes a tax, demonstrating continuing controversy on anti-plastic laws, particularly from one party whose strongholds are not in the city itself.
Madam Chair, I had my hand raised for ask a question or make a comment.
Is that you, Mr. Bergdorf?
Yes.
Chair recognizes Mr. Bergdorf.
I made these same arguments in the law committee. Timing is everything in life. And unfortunately, establishing a tax on paper bags at merchants, it's a terrible time during a pandemic. As it is right now, there are a number of grocery stores where if you bring your own bags with you, you are told to put them underneath the cart. When you check out, the people will not touch your bags, and you have to go out under an awning and pack them yourselves, because your bags are considered a potential contaminant to people in the store. Also, in addition to this, this 5 cent tax, a portion goes to the state of New York and a portion goes to Albany County. And while we have said that the portion that goes to Albany County will be redistributed in the form of bags to people of need, it also should be noted that people in certain programs are already exempt from the 5 cent bag. It may be a better use to put that extra money into a deficit reduction fund for some period of time. So I'm going to vote no. I have bags in my car, but this law is not working out the way that people thought it would. And it is at a time of pandemic, it is not the right time to put it into place. So I will be voting no.
Mr. Reinhart?
Can you add me as a sponsor, please?
So noted.
I just want to kind of explain what this is. This is a technical amendment to the underlying paper or plastic bag ban and fee bill that we passed last year. It just makes some technical changes that were provided to the county attorneys and the majority council to ensure that we were in full conformity with the state in order to fulfill the underlying purpose of the plastic bag ban and fee local law that we passed last year. So this is not something new. This is a technical amendment and a technical change, and that's it. And I will note that the state did briefly pause the plastic bag ban, but I know the pause is going to be lifted imminently. And we have to get on with the purpose of the local and state laws, which is to ensure that the plastic bag ban goes into effect and that we don't create a new pollution problem by having everybody switch to paper bags. I will also note that Price Chopper's already started discontinuing plastic bags after a brief pause. And the other large chain in the area, Hannaford, is also allowing folks to pack their bags. So I think, you know, we're in a transition, but, you know, I think we're seeing a return to some grocery store normal behavior, or a new normal, I should say. But this is nothing new. It's a technical amendment to the underlying local law that we passed last year overwhelmingly.
Mr. Grimm?
Thank you, Madam Chair, very much. Yeah, I just want to underscore that just the unfair nature of this tax and its distribution. We're at a time when the state is cutting school districts in some cases by 20% of state aid. And yet what this tax does, it takes money from county residents and sends it 60% of it back to the state. Out of the 5 cent tax, 3 cents goes to a state fund, and the other 2 cents goes to a county fund. So here we're in this circumstance where at a time when the state is cutting needed funds to not only school districts, but they may indeed be cutting funding to the county, which is going to have a lot to do with our 2021 budget. We're actually taking money from the county and sending it to the state. That's completely unfair, and there's no way I can support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grimm. Ms. Cunningham?
Yeah, I just wanted to emphasize and amplify one very, very important point. This is not a tax. Tax is something that you're required to pay. You are not required to pay a 5 cent fee. If you bring your bag or don't take a bag, then you will never have to pay 5 cents for a bag. It may be inconvenient at times at certain stores that don't let you pack your bags. I sometimes put everything back in my cart and put it right in my car and pack it myself. And yeah, you know, we're in a little bit of a transition, but this is not a tax. You don't have to ever pay 5 cents. And I plan to never pay 5 cents for the purchase of a bag. And I know there are many, many other people that will not as well. It is not a tax because you have a choice whether or not you will ever have to pay 5 cents for a bag.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham. Chair recognizes Mr. Fine.
I'd just like to be added as a sponsor.
Mr. Peter?
I would also like to be added as a sponsor. Thank you.
So noted.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, add Merton Simpson as well.
So noted, Mr. Simpson.
Guerrero as well.
So noted, Mr. Barrero.
Me too.
McLaughlin.
So noted, Ms. McLaughlin.
And me too, Madam Chair.
So noted, Mr. Reedy. All right, we're ready for the long roll call.
Hey, Wanda.
Who is that?
Commisso.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Commisso. Mr. Grimm.
Yeah, I'll be brief, Madam Chair, thank you. Of course this is a tax. It's being imposed by the government against someone's will. It's a tax. Okay. And, you know, if people are going to vote for a tax, they should stand up and say, okay, I'm for this tax. This is, under that logic, sales tax wouldn't be a tax because you don't have to buy the products when the sales tax is imposed. So I want to be clear, we're voting for a tax tonight. If you vote in the affirmative, you're voting for a tax. Thank you.
Long roll call.
Beston.
In favor.
Bruski.
Aye.
Whalen.
No.
Willingham.
Yes.
So now I have 14 no's and 23 yes.
One moment, please.
So passes.
Local law C passes 23 to 14. Thank you, everyone.
For clarification, Hannaford's throughout the area were not letting customers bag their own groceries or use their own bags over recent months. This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.